This is Mike Kay coming to you guys from Comic-Con 2014 with Dwight and Laura, the Marvel brand design team. So the new figures are absolutely amazing. So can you tell us a little bit about the new lines that are coming out, maybe some of the new reveals we saw here this week?
Thanks. Thank you very much. What's new that we're showing at Comic-Con this week is our Wave 1 of Avengers 2 2015 and part of Wave 1 of Spider-Man Wave 1 2015. Those have characters like our Build-A-Figures of Hobgoblin for Spider-Man. We are showing Mayday Parker, Spider-Man himself, which is Hasbro's first ever classic Spider-Man in Legends, believe it or not. So,
Spider-Man 2099.
Yeah.
And then we're also just put out yesterday some of the new 3¾-inch Infinite Series figures. So a great first pass at Wave 1 with Bishop. We have Black Cat in there. So really exciting news coming in that 3¾-inch scale as well.
So the figures are obviously iconic. I used to play with them when they had about 2 points of articulation. So can you guys talk about how that mold process has improved over the last couple decades? Because obviously it has. You can switch out heads, switch out arms, tons of points of articulation.
It's not really fair, is it, that we played with bars of soap and children nowadays get all these gorgeous things to enjoy. I think it just comes down to technology, right? The molding processes have just improved vastly over the last just 5 or 6 years. Our vendors are coming back to us with new technologies that allow us to do things in different ways that we never imagined just 3 or 4 years ago. So it allows us to get more detail cut into the steel, which translates into that final product. So, we're super pleased and,
good reactions so far.
Yeah, good reactions, and
very good.
Who knows where we'll be in a few years from now, right?
Mm-hmm. So how do you choose which figures actually go into these lines? I heard you talking in the last interview a little bit about, we did this one big one here, and we did a few small guys with it for price point reasons. So can you talk about that a little bit?
Yeah, we tend, it's a lot of collaboration on our part, and we sit down with a big group and kind of look at what the movie slates are, kind of the tooling library, and just, we listen to a lot of the forums and try and see what you guys are asking for, and then we just kind of hash it out there and get some, I think we're getting some really great figures out there.
And by hash out, we argue and yell and say, no, we're doing this figure, this is the right figure to do, and that's what we do.
So we've seen with a lot of the Hasbro lines some segmentation between some more classic figures in the Legends line and more articulated and some more kid-friendly stuff, so the collectors and the kids alike will be happy with what you see. Can you talk about that process a little bit and the choices that you make in that?
Yeah, so we started a new strategy in 2014 where we wanted to brand all of the Legends within the individual movie properties. And what we saw with that was we were able to get out a lot more of these great figures into the market. And we're expanding our consumer base. So we have our awesome collectors, but we're also getting a younger kid collectors into that. So it's really exciting. We do a great mix of movie characters and classic characters for, all fans alike.
So the boxes here at Comic-Con are always amazing. I almost feel like the boxes get more work than the toys themselves do sometimes. Can you talk about that process that goes into making those boxes?
Yeah, the Comic-Con items are always probably some more of our favorite items to do every year, because the limits and restrictions of normal toy development don't apply. We can take the rules, throw them out the window, and then we can really, really dive down around the table with the entire team and say, all right, here's a really, really crazy thought. What do you think about it? And then how can we make it more, amazing? And it'll be a couple of days of, coming up with an idea, pitching it off, having going home, letting it rumble around in your brain for a little bit, and then the next day someone else is running into your office and go, whoa, that was good, this is better. And then you're like, yes. And then someone else will yell over a wall, that's not good enough, how about this? And and we just try to come up with something that we think is just going to be really fun and, amazing. And I think we've had some really great successes over the last few years with the Deadpool taco truck, the Galactus on a carded back, the Thor and his hammer, and now some fantastic things this year with the Infinity Gauntlet and the Thanos Imperative as we go cosmic to theme to the upcoming ultimately amazing Guardians of the Galaxy movie.
great lead into my next question, because I was going to ask, how does the movies obviously impact the toys that are being made and had coming out and stuff. What's that communication process like when they're creating this movie and then going into the toy process on it?
Yeah, I mean, we have a lot of great collaboration with Marvel Studios, you know, with our design team, and, you know, it's a lot of hand-in-hand work. It's a long process. You know, we're constantly getting updated movie reference and looking at the toys that way, but, you know, in the end, the line came out amazing. We're getting great feedback from it at the show here. It's hitting stores now, so, you know, that it's a really fun process, and it's a really good collaboration between both, you know, the Marvel team, the studio, and Hasbro.
Yeah, they're just as, you know, obviously passionate for the product, the toy product, as we are over at Marvel. So, you know, they work really hard to get us anything and everything that we need as timely as possible to get the accurate level of detail and styling put into these figures. So, it's good.
So, do you guys have a favorite figure?
I've got many favorite figures. I think one that I'm most proud of this year is Strife. I've been trying to get him in the line for about 8 years, and very politely, some of my partners at Marvel have tapped me in the back of the head and said, no. And I think eventually Jesse Falcon got tired of saying no, and he's just like, oh my God, if I let you make this figure, will you stop asking for him? So that's one of my favorites of all time, and to have him, I think he turned out really, really beautiful this year. I hope the fans think so as well.
One of my favorites right now that just came out and we just revealed is the classic Scarlet Witch character. I think she is beautiful, awesome. Dwight did a fantastic job on the sculpt. I do have another favorite one that has not yet to be revealed, so we'll see that. My answer might change after our panel today.
So if you guys have kids or nieces and nephews, do they play with some of these toys? And is that kind of a great feeling to see them doing that?
Yeah, actually, I have three daughters, which is kind of a cruel joke that I work on boys' toys development, and I have three girls. but that being said, I'm grateful that I'm on the Marvel team, which is one of the brands at Hasbro that actually probably produces the most female action figures, because there are such great heroic figures in the Marvel lore, you know, for the past 75, 80, you know,
75 years.
Good Lord, can you believe it? You know, so, you know, to work on a brand that actually allows us to do that, because, you know, every time I have a new wave of figures I bring them, my girls are, what do you got, do you have any girls, you know, and they'll dive into it and have some fun.
That's really cool.
I have no kids or nieces and nephews, but I do see a lot of kids playing with it, and you know, every time I'm in the store, I just love watching the kids kind of run up, and you know, you just kind of sit back and watch the joy on their face when they look at all the toys, so it's pretty awesome.
And if you had a new collector or a new kid getting into these toy lines, what would you recommend figures they go after?
I think it depends on the age of the kid.
Yeah.
We have great, you know, all-star figures for our youngest consumers. They're 5 points. They're still a nice size. You know, for a little bit older kid, the 6-inch legends are fantastic. You know, I mean, they can do anything that the child can imagine. You know, it's what we always dreamed of having when we were a kid, right?
Yeah.
Something that you can pose out that well, from the infinite to the legends. I don't think there's a wrong answer. It's just, you know, finding that thing that's that right niche for that right kid.
All right, well, Dwight, Laura, thank you guys very much. We appreciate the interview.
No problem.
Thank you. And Mike and Sal signed off from Comic-Con 2014.
All right.